Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're joined on the line right now by Racky Pancholi, the deputy leader of the Alberta NDP and also the MLA for Edmonton White Mud. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
I am always happy to do that, Kyle. How's the weather up there in Peace River?
Well, a little cold today, but at least the snow has let up, so that's kind of a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, we just got a dump of snow here in Edmonton, so, you know, it's still February in Alberta, right?
Yes, indeedy. But anyhow, let's get into things here. First thing I want to talk about, we saw last week the Premier Daniel Smith make that big public statement with the announcement of the number of referendums that are planned for this fall. And I know you were pretty quick to respond with some interesting comments that included some words that we can't exactly repeat at the moment since this is a family show. But I guess, first of all, kind of tell us a little bit about sort of your, I guess, response to those comments we saw from the Premier there.
Yeah, and then, you know, I don't typically use strong language, but I did use strong language on Friday because I think I felt the need to express what I know many Albertans are feeling. You know, there's a lot of pressing issues for Albertans now. You know, the top of mind ones are always cost of living and healthcare. Those are the two biggest issues that Albertans are constantly saying they need some support, they need some help, and they want the government to be focused on addressing. But instead, we keep seeing these announcements, one right after the other, that seem to be very far away from the priorities of Albertans, whether it be separatism or now it's nine new referendum questions. And so I think, you know, I speak for many Albertans who have certainly reached out and to us as the Alberta NDP, but also across the province who are saying, you know what, enough is enough. This UCP government did not campaign on separatism. They did not campaign on these referendum questions that the Premier's putting out now. They did not campaign on, you know, coal mining in the Eastern Slopes or two-tier health care or breaching the charter rights of Albertans. You know, that was not what they got elected to do. And so if this Premier is going to be so off course of what she promised Albertans, we think she needs to take it to Albertans in a general election. We think it's time for her to put this mandate to the people of Alberta so they get to have a say as to whether or not they want their provincial government to be focusing on these issues rather than on health care and affordability.
One thing in particular I think a lot of people are going to be focused on when the provincial budget comes out in a few days or so is that, the Premier did, and some of her ministers have indicated the potential of some big deficits looking like in the budget, even though we've oil and gas out there. We've seen high levels of oil production, which would seem to be a little bit of a contradiction considering some of the talk of budget deficits. What are kind of some of your thoughts going into this?
Yeah, there's no doubt. We head back to the legislature tomorrow, and then on Thursday, we expect that budget to be tabled. And as you mentioned, Kyle, it's pretty clear that it is going to be a multi-billion dollar deficit budget once again. And now look, you know, many of us who've been in Alberta for many years knows the up and down, the roller coaster, but we have to remember that this UCP government and this premier has actually had, very high resource revenue for the last few years, particularly compared to the decades before, some of the highest level of resource revenues. As the Premier mentioned herself, we also have record oil production in this province, and yet the Premier is going to be filing a major multi-billion dollar deficit budget. That, in my view, speaks to the inability of this government and this Premier to responsibly manage Alberta's finances. It's pretty unbelievable that at this time, given the resource revenues that we've had, that we should have such a large deficit budget. And yet, those of us around the province will know that investment has not happened in education or in healthcare and housing over the past few years. But we've seen a lot of waste. We've seen a lot of things like payouts to coal companies because the government has flip-flopped on coal mining. We've seen waste in the healthcare system when it comes to, you know, purchasing Tylenol from Turkey, which was never used. Almost $100 million that's cost Albertans so far. We know big private surgical facilities got overinflated contracts. These are friends of the UCP. They got really expensive and cushy contracts using public dollars. There's been a remarkable amount of waste from this government, and really that speaks to their inability to manage our provincial budget and our resources responsibly.
I also want to touch on the population of the province aspect. I think it was some of us recall a couple of years ago, there was the big, Alberta is calling campaign, trying to get more people to move here. Now, all of a sudden, the Premier made one of our referendum topics is on the immigration side of things. I guess, what are your thoughts on that aspect?
Yeah, and listen, I think it's really important that we have a conversation in this province about responsible immigration levels, and there's no doubt that the federal government really let things go a couple of years ago, and you know, we did see a very high, unprecedented level of immigration. But this wasn't just the federal government. The provincial government, the current premier, was fully supportive of that. There's many times she's gone on record in the last couple of years asking for Alberta's population to double to 10 million, asking for Red Deer's population to be, you know, 10 times bigger than it is now, to be a million. As you mentioned, the Alberta is Calling campaign, which has been going on for years, and I just want to point out that we, the government of Alberta, is still paying out incentives to people under that campaign who have moved to Alberta. So that's not a in the past kind of thing. So, you know, the province has to take responsibility. The premier has to take responsibility for actively encouraging population growth in this province as well. But without the plan to create the jobs or to build the houses or hospitals or schools that were needed even before the population boom. So to now point the finger at just the population boom when, you know, the province has been very far behind and building the infrastructure that we've needed for years before that. But then they were actively involved in trying to encourage more people to come here. I feel like it's irresponsible, but also I feel like it's really pointing the finger at a group of people, and it's inflaming the situation in an effort for, you know, always pointing the blame at somebody else. The premier needs to take accountability for the own choices that she made as premier and the UCP has made as government to encourage, you know, excessive immigration, but also to fail to plan for those people who are moving to Alberta. Look, we're always going to need more people moving to Alberta as part of our economic growth strategies, but it does need to be responsible, it does need to be thoughtful, and where the provincial government has made a mistake, the premier needs to stand up and take accountability rather than pointing the fingers at the newcomers that she invited to Alberta.
And as mentioned earlier, of course, we got the budget coming down this week, the legislature getting back in session here. What are going to be some of the main, I guess, priorities for you going into this next little bit of work in the legislature here?
Yeah, I mean, well, certainly the budget's going to be the big topic of conversation for the first few weeks. We're going to look at how, what choices have been made by the government as to where they're funding. The premier has mentioned that she's going to be moving to more of an income testing model for many supports and services. We have no idea what that's going to mean yet. And again, you know, we're still very far. We have the lowest funded education system per student in the country right now. So if we're cutting down funding for education or healthcare even more, we're going to see real struggles in our public education and public healthcare system. So we're going to be taking a look at that. The premier's made a lot of big promises about infrastructure spends in terms of building new schools. To date, the money for those construction of those schools has actually not appeared in the budget. And so I'll be looking for that to see if there's actually funds allocated to construct schools. Given it's a tough budget, I'm not holding out hope that money is going to be there. And I think we have to see whether or not we're going to continue as a province to be more sensitive to the ups and downs of oil and gas prices, which we do not control in this province. We've become more sensitive over the last couple of years to oil prices and more affected by it in our provincial budget than ever before. So we need to see a move away from that dependency and sensitivity on oil prices because it creates great volatility in our province. So I want to see some thoughtful planning from this government and some follow through on the commitments they've made.
And finally, whenever I have guests here at the Trendy 55 Fosse, I'd like to add a little personal question so the politicians or people do. As we touched on a little earlier, yes, it is still very much winter in many parts of Alberta, lots of snow on the ground, maybe some cooler temperatures. But, you know, some people have different activities they like to do when it's the weather outside is in the winter season. What about with you? What are some of your go-to winter activities?
So I will admit that I'm more of a summer person than a winter person, but we recently adopted a second dog who's got a lot of energy. So I'm doing a lot of trekking through the snow these days with my dogs to get the energy out. So that's a big part of my day. And of course, you know, my family, we're Albertans. We love to ski. That's a big part of my family's life. And but really, I got to tell you, Kyle, I'm waiting for spring.
As I'm sure plenty of other people around the province are, I'm sure. Anyhow, Racky Pancholi, Deputy Leader of the Alberta NDP and the MLA for Edmonton-White Mud, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Kyle. Always a pleasure to be on your show.